Here we go. Yeah, this is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor here at World Sweeper, and Bob Anderson is on the phone, and Bob heads up Davidson Macri, which is, I believe, the largest sweeping company. They're certainly the premier sweeping company of the greater Seattle area, and they do all manner of things. One of them was that they put out sweeper market, paver market for a number of years. So anyway, Bob, if you would be so kind, I know you inherited Mark Boyer when you bought the company from Davidson and Macri, and so how did that all come about?
Well, hi, Ranger. I think what happened is John and Joe were at that point in their lives that they were ready to retire and move on to different pastures, and I was in the market to look for a business to purchase, I guess a better, for lack of a better way, the stars aligned and we met. We started talking and negotiating, and the way things worked out was they were able to retire. I was able to acquire the business, and one of their biggest concerns was to make sure that all of their employees were going to be taken care of, and I assured them that. And one of those the owner's Joe's sister, and then also Mark Boyer. And Mark had come to work for them, several years prior, and had the equipment magazines, Sweeper Market, Paver Market, and was doing a great job with those magazines, and that was new for me. It was not the nuts and bolts of the sweeping business, but it certainly was a part of the sweeping business because of the nature of the magazine, and Mark was an asset for many, many years publishing those magazines.
Well, and that had to be good for you just because of the content, because with it being the buy-sell magazine of the sweeping industry and the paving, pavement maintenance side also with Paver Market, you would have a chance to look at a variety of vehicles, prior to the publication, as well as I recall, do some trade outs with some of the companies and save yourself some money on equipment.
Yeah, it worked out. It worked out great in all those aspects. We were able to, sometimes have a first crack at somebody that wanted to sell a piece of equipment, and it's something that we needed. We bought pieces of equipment that way. We were able to have advertisers that were advertising their new equipment or used equipment. We did do some of those trade outs where we were able to either get a help get a reduced price on some of the equipment we bought by letting them advertise in the magazine and go out to all of the subscribers to the magazine. So it worked well on those fronts. It also worked with if we needed specialty parts, and Mark was great at some of his advertisers. He would always support them, and if there's something that I needed a part, I could a lot of times go talk to Mark and say, "Hey, Mark, I need this for a sweeper or a water truck or a back truck," and he would find one of our advertisers, and we could buy parts from our advertisers. So it was really, we could support them at the same time they were supporting us.
Yeah, I know the a number of. Of course, I know the same marketplace you do in terms of sweepers and so forth. And I know they were appreciative of that kind of relationship and working with somebody who has also got it, because they were a contractor and they knew some of the issues, whether that was all the variety of issues from cash flow to having to need new equipment. So that worked out well. And I don't, I was at most all the trade shows with Mark. We roomed together for some of them. I just want to be upfront with how diligent he was. Boy, he had health issues, but he would get on that ride around cart that he would need to rent to, because the mobility was a factor in the later years, and he would cover every square inch of a show floor and not hesitate in going back if he, you know, to find the person he really wanted to talk to, and that so forth. He did really a great job of bringing in, he earned his keep, shall we say, and bringing you in new advertisers and so forth as a result of going out to those trade shows. He really appreciated going.
Yeah, and I would echo that. I only went to a few shows with Mark, and I did observe that, where he was very diligent about saying hello to people, meeting people, making sure he found all the advertisers and communicated with them. He was also good about getting me around to meet some of the advertisers, and then just different leading me towards different pieces of equipment and where I could find things that I needed, especially in the early years when I was getting involved in the business, things that would be important to us and relationships that would be important to us. And he was very good about that, about keeping those relationships strong.
Yeah, sometimes it really helps to know somebody, to get those introductions, and that personal contact with the owner would be real strong for some of your advertisers too.
Well, yeah, and that's how I met some of the suppliers that we use today. I met the folks at Victory Sweepers, Mark, and then Tracy over at Nighthawk Sweepers, and many others that Mark actually introduced me to.
Yeah.
The first time I met him, and so that was very helpful for me. And then, it was just nice to keep all those relationships going all those years that Mark was here.
You ended up needing to fold the paper, and I know it was fiscal with the rise of, at least I think I know that, with the rise of postage, the rise of paper, so forth, when layout and other things too, in May of last year. And how did that decision come about? I know that had to be a tough one to do.
It was really difficult. Mark put so much, blood, sweat, and tears into those magazines, the publications, and started them from scratch, basically, when they were, pieces of, paper you would get out of your copy machine, staple them together with a list of equipment, turning them into real magazines, real publications. Unfortunately, the way publications are going these days, it's like just what you said, the postage got incredibly expensive to send all those magazines out, and they were free subscriptions, right? So we didn't charge for the subscriptions. And then, the layout, the copy, the printing, the paper, all of those things just got to where it was. And I was, okay with it being, it didn't have to make money. It didn't, if we broke even, it was great because it was we're providing a service. But once things get so expensive that you really start dipping into the red ink, unfortunately, it just, you can't continue on like that. You can only do that for so long, and it was, it just made it, a very difficult decision, because, Mark was the heart and soul of that, that publication and those publications. Through all these years, and did a wonderful job with them. It's just that the market and economy and expenses, they just, as they do with a lot of different things, just made it difficult to continue publication.
Well, sure, and I know you were friends too, but on you're a business level and a business person, you can't continue. I mean, if it looked like there was a reason why it would all pull out, that would be one thing, but it's actually gets more expensive, every month, and I think advertisers are more split off given the internet and so many other options to advertise as well. So I get it. Anything else you want to say about Mark? And tell me, when did you buy Davidson Macri? Was that 2005 maybe? Or
no, it was 2008, August of 2008.
Okay.
Just before the Great Recession.
Yeah, right. That was what time?
That's why I have all my gray hair.
Uh-huh.
But no, you know, I enjoyed working with Mark. He brought a different energy, a different perspective than, you know, a lot of times we're going down with tunnel vision operationally, you know, with sweeping issues or trying to get, you know, trucks to different kinds of job sites and different type trucks for different types of jobs. And you know, sometimes Mark would have a perspective that was, you know, you might think it was out of left field sometimes, but it was like, okay, this is a different perspective, and it's like, oh, yeah, maybe we should look at something like this to kind of solve our problem. So he was always willing to help out that way. And he was, you know, Mark was steady. He was into his work. You know, you come in and he's, you know, talking to somebody on the phone. He started early in the morning because he's talking to a lot of East Coast
sure.
folks, and they're half, you know, they're getting through halfway through their day when we're waking up here on the West Coast.
Exactly, so, another one.
So he had to, you know, start in early, and he was good about that, and get the phone calls made, and he, you know, he enjoyed what he did. That was the nice thing, is he, you know, he enjoyed doing it at the same, in all aspects of it. You know, he made the phone calls. He would take the orders. He would do the layout, get everything ready, buttoned up into a file, email it to, you know, our printers who were, you know, in the old days they were local, and in the newer times they were in the middle of the country, so we could distribute all directions. And he handled all that logistics and got it all done. So he was truly a one-man show when it came to that, and did a great job with that magazine over the years. So I enjoyed working with him, and sad that of how things, you know, him passing away. At really, he's only been retired just a little over a year.
Yeah.
So that was hard. I mean, it's you know, he was certainly declining health-wise over the years, and he stayed at it as long as he could and fought through it.
Well, and you kept him on too during those difficulties, and I think you get real high marks for that. And one other thing that he did for you, because I got a number of calls about this where he'd be looking for information, is he'd talk about some kind of challenge that Davidson Macri Sweeping had going and ask me for advice or, you know, about this or try that or, you know, what kind of product might do this over there. And it was helpful for me to see some of the things that you encounter, as well as I know I was able to provide information on a number of those, and I appreciated that we traded out ads at World Sweeper for your World Sweeping Association membership too. I felt bad about charging you this year.
It's like, what is this, a bill? No, yeah. I was happy to pay. I would have been happy to pay then. It was I appreciate your partnership with us and the help you've given us over the years too, and it's you know, you're a stalwart and a credit to the industry, and it's just, you know, it all just kind of it all just fits together, you
yeah.
know. It's just I remember times when Mark would, you know, if I needed you know, an engine blew up, and it's like, I got to find a certain kind of an engine to go in this truck, and you know, he'd find an engine somewhere.
Right.
It was just like, it was amazing. He took those as challenges to find something that was not necessarily going to be easy, whether it be an older truck engine or transmission or whatever it might be. He took it on as a challenge and succeeded in many of those adventures.
Yeah. I was part of a few of those, so I know just what you're talking about as far as that goes. Well, you know, I think that's, unless there's something else you want to add, I think, you know, we've really kind of kicked that around, and I think leaving it off with the word succeeded is not a bad place to leave it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Mark sure succeeded in the impact that he had on the sweeping industry, and there were so many people that I know I referred to him when they had questions about pricing or application for sweepers, or, you know, what their trade-in value should be, and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And he was always willing to help them, which means that, you know, you allowed that kind of thing to take place too. And having those kind of personal relationships build up through the years, I know the news of Mark passing will be taken hard and sincerely by a number of people in the industry, as it should be.
I think so too.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Bob. And I don't know which one of us owes the other one lunch next time I'm in Seattle, but we'll flip for it.
I'll take that responsibility on. You come in here, give me a call, and let's do it.
I will too, or maybe we can rock, paper, scissors, you know.
There you go.
All right. Thanks again.
Hey, take care, Ranger.